Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys on this Friday. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Chargers' resounding victory over the Minnesota Vikings, 37-10. And one of those games where if you didn't have any money on it, it was a game that took place. Like, let's just be honest about what we saw last night. The Chargers dominated from minute one. And after just one drive, you knew Chargers were going to win. Chargers were going to cover. That was never in doubt, which was great to have a lay it and laugh winner. It's always fun when you can get that in the primetime NFL game. So Nick will talk about that coming up in 40 minutes. 20 minutes from now, we'll break down the popular betting sides in the NFL and in college football. The BetMGM insights from our pal John Ewing, where we look to make it legendary. Very, very fun and interesting teams, especially in the NFL side, with some of the more popular bets in terms of the ticket count. So we'll break that down coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's going on? How was your Thursday night football viewing experience? And from looking at the chat, it sounds like you might be a part of the crew that thinks that McCarthy was soft benched by the Minnesota Vikings.
I do, Femi. You know, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I'm going to give you two
tinfoil
things.
Here we go.
Here it goes. Two things. One, high ankle sprains. You can barely walk on them. J.J. McCarthy finished that game against the Atlanta Falcons and magically had a high ankle sprain the next day. Two, did you see J.J. McCarthy nimbly dancing around the pile of players? Looked like he could have been in Swan Lake with that ankle sprain last night when the play hit the sidelines and he had to get out of the way.
I did see that video that was circulating on social media. Said, "Whoa, don't know about this ankle injury. Like, I don't think he's like a cripple right now. It's just that he's not ready. He's been working himself back into the practice. Like, he's been limited. That's my thing. Is that like he's not practicing it in full. And just because you can practice doesn't mean like you're ready to go and play in an NFL game. Now they have this mini bye week next week. I'm guessing next Wednesday." J.J. McCarthy, full participant, and it's going to put everyone's mind at ease. Now, if it's J.J. McCarthy limited and Carson Wentz is playing, then maybe I'll put on the tinfoil hat as well. But at least as it stands right now, I'm like, the guy's hurt. Like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't heal as fast as other quarterbacks. Maybe he's dealing with this ankle injury, and we're going to finally get to see him once he's ready to roll, is what Kevin O'Connell's been saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's possible. I'm not saying this is 100% the case, but you just kind of look at that kind of stuff. You look at the fact that it does look like they were playing with the idea of Aaron Rodgers and they weren't sure if they wanted to let Darnold walk. It just feels like Kevin O'Connell might be uncertain if J.J. McCarthy is ready to be the guy this year. And it just seemed like it was an opportunity to sit him down for a little bit. It just seems convenient.
KOC is getting some cold feet at the altar. You know, maybe that's what's happening here. He's like, ah, do I really want to commit fully to this guy? Well, buddy, you already walked down the aisle. Time to say I do when you let Sam Darnold go. So, like, this is what it is, man. And I don't even disagree with them letting Sam Darnold go, as I said in the last segment. Like, I think we all have, like, very short memories to what it was in January when we saw that guy poop his pants on Sunday Night Football against the Lions and then do the same thing a week later against the Rams in the wild card round. Like, it's going great right now, and QBR, EPA per play, he's elite. But let's get to the playoffs, and let's see if they really miss Sam Darnold, and that's the guy that was going to carry them to the Super Bowl. Miss me with that nonsense. But let's get to some of the top stories that we have on this Friday, Bill. What's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Femi, let's start with the World Series because it begins tonight. Game one from Toronto, the pitching matchup. Blake Snell on the hill for the Dodgers and Trey Yesavage, excuse me, for the Blue Jays. Interesting note here from Jeff Passan. Bo Bichette, who hasn't played since September 6th, is batting cleanup for the Blue Jays. He's going to be playing second base, a position he's played one game in 2019 at AAA. So interesting decision there by Toronto to get Bichette in the lineup. Dodgers minus 155 on the road tonight. Jays plus 130. Femi for the series. Dodgers minus 225. Jays plus 185 over at BetMGM.
This Bichette thing is crazy. Like batting cleanup, the guy hasn't played it since early September. Like, that's nuts that they're going to just throw him into the... I thought they were going to put him at the bottom of the order and see, like, hey, let's see what it looks like with Bo Bichette. Maybe he's feeling good and maybe can bump him up the order, move some things around. But, man, like, this is what I was always concerned about when we talked about them winning Game 7. Hey, Bo Bichette's coming back. Okay, well, this is kind of throw off the vibes. This is throw off the mojo of what has been an awesome and dominant lineup in October. We'll find out starting tonight, won't we? I am very, very skeptical, though, for this with the Toronto Blue Jays. My opinion on this series, and yeah, like, I don't think that this is going to be what people want or what will captivate America and Canada. I think it's going to be a quick series. I do. I think this is going to be a quick series in favor of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Talked about the under 5.5 games earlier in this week at plus 140. I took it a step further. I decided to lay the 2.5 games on the series spread with the Dodgers plus 170. Because, like, if it's a quick series, it's not going to be quick with Toronto winning in 5 games or in 4 games. So let's take them out of the equation and get the 30 extra cents. Instead of plus 140, let's do plus 170. Dodgers laying 2.5. Could they sweep? They could definitely do it. I just want the protection of if they drop a game, I think they'll take care of the rest and win this in 5. Like, they're going to split these first games, whether they win tonight or win on Saturday, and they're not letting that thing go back to Toronto. I think they win all 3 in LA Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we will crown them as back-to-back World Series champions. I think the Dodgers have the better lineup. I think they have the better pitching rotation. I mean, Blake Snell tonight, Blake Snell has been on fire in October. And who knows? Maybe the long layoff cools them off a little bit. Maybe they're out of rhythm. I don't really think so. I think they're all rested. I think they're all ready to roll. You got Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Otani. Like, come on. That rotation is insane. And that's not to just throw shade toward the Blue Jays. Hell of a run. And I think that this would have happened to the Mariners too. Like, as somebody who's a Mariners fan, like, the Mariners made it, they were going to get cleaned up really quickly as well. But this is just a mismatch, in my opinion, on paper. The Dodgers get it done. As for what everyone's betting for tonight's game, 56% of the bets are on the Blue Jays at plus 130. So the underdog getting some tickets there with people wanting to bet 100 to win 130. However, 60% of the handle is on the Dodgers money line at minus 155. Makes a lot of sense there since you have to bet 155 to win 100. 66% of the bets and 66% of the handle, funny how that works out, on over 7.5. 75% of the bets, 71% of the handles on the Dodgers run line at plus 115. As for the popular player props, fifth most popular, Mookie Betts, under 1.5 total hits, runs, and RBIs, or as our buddy, the bald freak, Brad Evans would say, under 1.5 for Mookie Betts at plus 125. Fourth most popular, George Springer to hit a home run, plus 450. Third most popular, Blake Snell over 6.5 strikeouts, even money. Second most popular, Vlad Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run at plus 400. And then the most popular bet over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run, plus 220. I don't know about all that happening tonight, but I do know the Dodgers get the split in Toronto. They win in LA all 3 games, and they win this bad boy in 5. Dodgers laying 2.5 games with the spread is my series bet or the World Series. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Lamar Jackson had been limited in practice all week, but he was listed as a full participant today for the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh gave no indication who would start at quarterback other than to say that if it wasn't Lamar Jackson, it would be Tyler Huntley. Both Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero have hinted that it appears we're trending towards Jackson playing, but a lot of the Ravens beat writers in Baltimore are saying they're not so sure based on what they've seen with their own eyes. Now, Femi, we'll find out who's going to be starting this weekend for the Ravens against the Chicago Bears. Meanwhile, Femi, for the Bears, all three of their starting corners with Jalen Johnson on IR, Tyreek Stevenson and Kyler Gordon are also going to miss this game for Chicago. Baltimore back up to a 7-point favorite this Sunday.
Yeah, this has been a journey for me with this game, because early in the week, I laid 6.5 with Baltimore with anticipation that Lamar Jackson would be returning. We get the news on Monday that he's not on the practice field, and I said, rut-row Shaggy, time to bet +7 with the Bears and buy out of that bet. So I'm like, all right, we're off the bet. Let's see what happens. And Lamar, Wednesday limited, Thursday limited. Today, he's full, but the big stuff is what Bill just outlined with the Bears secondary. All those guys out, man, like this defense for the Bears is really good when healthy. Like any defense would be really good when healthy, when they're led by a really good defensive coordinator. But when they have the injuries, you can run on this Bears team already when they are healthy. And now you're going to be able to pass on them with all this cluster injury at cornerback. This is a uphill battle for the Chicago Bears. I like the Ravens this afternoon. Went back to the well and laid 6.5. So we are back on Baltimore. A full circle moment for yours truly. Bet Baltimore, bought out of it. Now we bet Baltimore once again here on this Friday. Now, I'm not going to stop me from maybe buying out if we get bad news about Lamar tomorrow or on game day. This thing is fluid. We are still wanting to get all the information and all the facts here, and we need Lamar to play in this game. But I'm anticipating just the fact that he was full today, I'm guessing he will play. And I have to say, I was wrong. I thought Lamar was going to be out. You asked me yesterday, I'm like, I don't know. I don't like how this is all looking. But the fact that he was full today leads me to believe that he's likely going to be there. Will he be full strength? I don't think so. But I don't think he needs to be if the Bears are going to be sitting there with cornerback 4, 5, and 6 in nickel coverage and the run defense that's not very good to begin with. So I like the Ravens. I think it's a nice bounce back spot for the Ravens. I think they win this one by a touchdown or more. And we'll have the conversation of if they can run down the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni would not give any indication of A.J. Brown's status for Sunday's game against the New York Giants. Brown has missed practice all week with a hamstring injury after having the big game last week. So, Femi, while that's up in the air, it doesn't look like he's probably playing based on his practice participation this week. Eagles currently a 7.5-point favorite against the Giants.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because usually I would agree with you. I'm like DNP all week. It's like, okay, he's out probably. But Sirianni did say that A.J. Brown is one of those guys that doesn't need to practice to play. So it feels like they might try to take this all the way up until game time when the actives and inactives are due 90 minutes prior to kickoff. I think this is a true 50-50. I don't know. I could see him play. I could see him being out. I don't have a read on this one, but the fact that they don't want to rule him out, if somebody said you must decide, I would actually slightly lean towards A.J. Brown playing. Now, maybe he's on a pitch count, or maybe he doesn't make it all the way through the game. But regardless, I don't think it matters. I think the Eagles are going to kill the Giants on Sunday. I do. Like, if A.J. Brown is out there, great. If he's not out there, all right, we're going to figure it out without him. This, to me, screams mismatch. And I think the fact that these games are so close together, the Thursday night loss from a couple of weeks ago, and now they have a chance at revenge this Sunday, I think the Eagles are going to be locked in against a rival. They don't want to get swept by the New York Giants. So I think that the Eagles will cover this number. So I laid 7 earlier in the week. I'm obviously hoping that A.J. Brown plays. But also, like, from an injury standpoint, A.J. Brown's the big headliner. The New York Giants have a lot of injuries as well. Brian Burns, their best pass rusher, has not practiced this week. That's a massive deal. Also, their secondary, with the guys like Javon Holland, have been missing games or missing practice time. Like, they might have some cluster injuries down a couple of starters in the secondary and down their best pass rusher. So while A.J. Brown gets all the headlines, the Giants themselves are dealing with a number of injuries as well. So for me, it's Philly or pass. At 7.5, I think it's a great teaser leg to tease the Eagles down to 1.5, pair it with anything else you like on the board. But if it ever gets to 7, it's lay it and just bet the Eagles and watch the Eagles fly to the window as you will win this one. I really do like Philadelphia this Sunday. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, Andy Dalton is going to be starting this week for the Carolina Panthers as they square off against the Buffalo Bills. Bryce Young is dealing with that ankle injury, so Dave Canales will turn to the veteran. Buffalo is a 7-point road favorite as the Panthers try to prove they're for real.
Yeah, a very, very interesting game here just because, like, what's the downgrade going from Bryce Young to Andy Dalton? There's some people who might believe that Andy Dalton's actually better. I don't know if I'm willing to go that far, but I don't think the downgrade is as big as it usually is when you go from QB1 to QB2, and especially when the strength of Carolina and what they're going to try to do is to run the football. They can do that with Bryce Young or with Andy Dalton. Hand the ball off to Rico Dowdle, hand off to Chuba Hubbard, and watch those guys jam it down the throats of the Buffalo Bills defense. Now, I do believe, though, the number is where we should be at 7. At 7, it's a no bet for me. If we see more Carolina money heading into the weekend, and let's say we touch 6.5, at that point, I will bet the Buffalo Bills just on principle. Like, I don't think that this should be below 7. And the matchup screams Carolina. They're at home where they play really well. Buffalo's defense has been bad. They've lost 2 straight games, coming off of the bye now. The vibes haven't been good for the Bills. This should not be 6.5. So let's just look out for that. If we get 6.5, I'm betting the Bills. If it's 7, 7.5, I'm just going to pass the game because I think that's where we should be with Carolina as a home dog. But at 6.5, that would be a buy point on Buffalo. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, we have no idea who's starting at quarterback for the Jets this week against Cincinnati. Aaron Glenn has decided to keep that decision a secret. We do know that Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner are both out for this game. Jets are a 6.5-point underdog, as Tyler Morales expects big things from Mason Taylor.
Yes, it's this guy, Mason Taylor, who popped up on the injury report. Tyler says, I want all of his props. What's interesting with this game is the Jets have been getting bet over the last like hour or so. The 6.5s are now 6. Now, BetMGM has a 6.5 and a couple other sports books have 6.5, but a lot of intrigue at some sharp sports books on the New York Jets. Do those people know who the starting quarterback is? Maybe. Maybe it's Fields. Maybe it's Tyrod Taylor. Maybe it doesn't matter because I'm not sure if Joe Flacco, who was a 5.5-point underdog against the Steelers, should be now laying near a touchdown even against the lowly drubs of the New York Jets. So that's how I feel about that game. Let's find out, though, who the QB1 will be for Gangrene. We'll talk the popular betting sides in the NFL and college football next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.